Hi, gorgeous people. Welcome back to the Empowering Her podcast. I'm Melody. I'm psyched to be with you today. We are just back from a beautiful trip to Washington, D.C. It's this Canadian girl's first time ever going, if you can believe it. I've been living in New York in the U.S. for 22 years, and it was my first time going to D.C. We went and we visit three different schools for my daughters, and feel like we came back with a lot of really great information and insights. And it's getting down to the wire. What is it today? It's April 9th. And decision day, like they need to have committed to a school by May 1st. So lots going on in the Pormorati household right now, but really enjoyed DC. It was very different than I actually had imagined it. I don't know why. I had thought it would be more like a city like Chicago or like Barcelona or Toronto. And I felt it to be more like quaint, more like Boston, if that makes any sense. We didn't get to see too many of the monuments, but we did see some, and just wow, just super gorgeous. What a beautiful country we live in. And I can't wait to hopefully explore more of DC if one of my daughters ends up there. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about empowered momming, how to be an empowered mother. For those of us who are mothers to children, how to do that for our children, right? How to be that empowered voice, that empowered leader. And for those of us who are guiding children in other ways or mothering ourselves. And that's like the big one that I want to talk about. The goal at the end of the day is to become a mothering voice to ourselves, right? To be able, like when we think of a mother, we think of someone who can be there for her child, who can address her needs, who can make her feel seen and heard, who can soothe her pain and her worries, right? And ultimately, aren't those all of the things that we should, and I don't want to shit on myself here, but we ought to be able to do for ourselves, because some of us, you know, some of us lose our mothers at young ages. Some of us never really had a mothering presence in our own lives. And eventually those of us who have mothers, our mothers in the physical sense anyway, will not be present with us forever and ever. And so the goal is, and in this podcast episode, I want to talk a little bit about becoming our own mother, becoming our own most trusted, intuitive voice, knowing that if we just look in and ask ourselves, how can I mother myself right now? How can I be a soothing, loving, peaceful presence for myself right now? And feel free to journal on this. And ask this question whenever you're struggling in some way or you're not sure what your next move is. Like, how can I mother myself right now? What does the most trusted voice within me think is the next right step for me? And so, so often for those of us who have children, we're like, you know, how do I become an empowered mom? Like, what do I do? How do I do it? And really, at the end of the day, it's all about learning to empower yourself. That's how you empower your child. That's how you empower the next generation. For those of you who have read my book, Empowered Women, Empower Girls, it's actually a trick name. I'm being honest with you. I'm putting it all on the table. I called it that because I know that so many women will only rise up in their own empowerment journey if they know they're doing it for the next generation. Like if they know that empowering girls is part of this equation, then they rise up and they're like, okay, how do I empower girls? Give me all the ways. Give me the A to Z. Like show me how it's done. I'm here, I'm listening, and I'm gonna do it, right? But so often, if I had called the book Empowering Yourself, maybe you wouldn't have picked it up. Because you would have been like, you know, I don't need to do that for myself, or I'm not as important as the next generation. I'm not as important as as my child. It's my child who I would invest in. It's my child who I would invest the time and the resources to learn how to empower them. So calling it Empowered Women Empower Girls, yes, of course, you know my mission at Girl Life is to pay it forward to the next generation. But my mission is also to bring empowerment to women, to teach women how to deliver that empowerment to themselves. And so by calling the book Empowered Women Empower Girls, I was calling forth women who actually needed and wanted to empower themselves. So really, really think about that for a moment and think about why is it that we are willing to pay it forward to the next generation, but not always willing to show up for ourselves in the ways that we need it. So for those of you who are like, how do I empower the next generation? How do I empower my children? Look in the mirror, my beautiful friends. That's the first thing you get to do. You get to look in the mirror, see your reflection, see who's staring back at you, and ask yourself, who is this the woman I want to be? Do I show up in the world like the woman I say I want to be? Because it's one thing to say you want to be someone and think a certain way, behave a certain way, make decisions from a certain vantage point. But when you look in the mirror, your reflection doesn't lie. So get really, really honest with yourself and start becoming the woman of your own damn dreams. You get to do that. Nobody can tell you not to. That is completely 100% up to you. So look at your reflection and start moving like the woman you want to be and see how different that feels. And over time, it's not like one day you wake up, like one day you look in the mirror and the next day it's done. No, it's a process like everything else. In every decision you make, in every moment, in every life circumstance, it's asking yourself again, how can I mother myself in this moment? How can I show up like the woman that I want to be? So I hope that this is making sense. So that is the first thing that we do if we want to empower the next generation. And there are so many things I could lay out. And in the book, obviously, I go deeper into all of these things. But one of the really big things that I feel is how we get to empower the next generation is we get to stop ghosting our own dreams. So often we're like, okay, let's just say with my daughters, I'm teaching them to dream big. There's no limit to what you can do, be, and accomplish. I'm giving them all of this messaging with my words, but are my actions aligned with my words? Beautiful listener, are your actions aligned with your words? Are you telling your daughters to reach for the stars when you yourself have not even like met any of your dreams, right? Like you haven't actually gotten acquainted with them and started doing the action steps that would be involved in making those dreams a reality. So we can't have that dissonance. Like we need to walk our talk. The words and the actions need to reflect one another. And that's really where it's at. So have you been ghosting your own dreams? What is the dream on your heart that you need to show up for? And talk about it, right? Talk about it with your child. Talk about it with your family. Talk about it with your people. Because if we're really going to mother ourselves, then we better tell ourselves that we can chase the stars, that we can realize every dream that's on our heart if we only believe that we're worthy of it. I want us to, the same way that like we would tell our kids, like if they, if they, we use the word fail as if it's like a four-letter bad word, it's so not. But when your child fails or when someone in your life, a younger girl, fails at something, do you say to her, how dare you? You suck. I knew you couldn't do it. Or would you say to her, you know what? Failure is information. Failure is feedback. And now you know one way of not doing the thing. So let's get back to it and let's figure out how many more times we can fail before we have success. Because every time we fail, we learn something, right? Nobody's losing here because we're learning. So if you would say that to the young person in your life, then I want you to take that and give it to yourself too. So when you try something new, when you finally decide to chase that dream that's on your heart, don't get mad at yourself. Don't get tripped up by the failure. Know that it's all part of the journey of getting to the place that you ultimately want to be. We teach girls that the answers lie within them, but do we actually know that the answers lie within us? Do we, when we're faced with a milestone, with a decision, sometimes the simplest of decisions, do we poll everyone in our lives, our mother, our sister, our friend, our former teacher, our therapist, asking them what we should do? Or do we look within? Do we get quiet? Do we put our phone away so we're not constantly distracted by the outside noise and voices of the world so that we can actually make a decision from our own heart space, from the seat of our own soul? Can we do that? Can we do that? Do we do that? And do we find the answers within? So these are all the things for all of my beautiful listeners who have asked me, how do I empower my daughter? How do I empower the young girl in my life, my students, my clients? Well, the answer is you look within. It's not about what you do for them. It's about what you do for yourself. I'm going to say that again. It's not about what you do for them. It's about what you do for yourself. It's not about how you show up for them. It's first how you show up for yourself. They are watching you. They are brilliant. They are noticing. They are picking up on your cues of what it is to be a woman in the world. And when your actions show that you are hard on yourself and you are tough on yourself and you don't believe in yourself and you don't have that self-worth, guess what? They notice it. They pick up on that. And so, once again, the journey begins of that inner, what's the word I'm looking for? Discovery, that inner adventure, that inner exploration. That's the word I was looking for. That exploration within. Do we strive for perfection or do we say, screw perfect? Like, I'm going to show these girls, myself, the young girl within me, I'm gonna mother her and show her that I don't have to be perfect to show up at anything. Because if I wait for perfection, I'll never do anything. I'll never be anything. I'll never prove anything to myself. But if I screw perfect and take messy action that is aligned with my goals and my dreams and my wish list and my hopes and my prayers for myself, then that is what I need to embody. And that's one step closer to me getting to where I want to be is by saying screw perfect, right? These are just a few things I wanted to share. Again, my book is called Empowered Women Empower Girls. If you haven't picked it up, it is an exploration of yourself. It is calling yourself out on all your BS up until now and rising to the woman, that inborn magnificent presence that you are. It's rising up to her potential, and not waiting a minute longer to do it, because why? Why should we? So we get to mother ourselves. That's what we get to do for ourselves. And so how are you going to mother yourself today? What does the young girl within you need to hear today that we've been depriving her of up until now? What kind of reassurance that does she need that we have not yet been providing for her? We, in this moment, in this time and space, get to do that for her. As I mentioned last week, if you didn't check out last week's episode, by all means, check it out. But we discussed that in honor of Mother's Day coming up, we have a beautiful invitation for you. We have our Empowered Girl Mom program is at half off. Yes, I swear, I'm not kidding you. I would jump on this until the end of May. We are offering it, but I wouldn't wait on it because why not? Why not start mothering ourselves and empowering our motherhood journey? So whether you are a mom who is a mother of a newborn or older, an older daughter, this Empowered Girl Mom program is literally going to help you at your own pace. So it's a self-paced program. You're going to learn how to step into intuitive parenting because there's no one size fits all when it comes to parenting. It's just you in your present moment, showing up in the best way that you can for your girl. And I'm gonna walk you through all the steps, how to manage the things that come up that you never expected. Most of us are not the kind of mother we thought we would be, and that's actually okay. We talk about a lot in this course how to stop comparing ourselves as mothers, how to enjoy the motherhood journey instead of feeling the weight of motherhood, really rolling with it, dancing with it, having fun with it. This is not supposed to be difficult. But when we can really like release that perfection of being the perfect mom, we open up to a beautiful, beautiful experience as a mother. And so why wait on being able to feel that and embody that? So if you'd like to get in on this promotion, again, it's at 50% off the Empowered Girl Mom course. I believe it's like $700. And right now you can get it at 249. So no, I'm sorry, at 349. So that is melodypormarati.com/girlmom. Use code girlmom in the area for the coupon code so you can snag this deal at 50% off. I hope to see you on the inside of the program. I've only gotten amazing feedback and I cannot wait to share this program with you as well. As always, thank you so much for listening today. I hope something that you heard today served you. I hope that you will mother yourself in the way that only you can. And I love you, and I will see you again next week. Bye.